Okay. Thursday night, Mr. Brewer. What? Okay, Sid Bays, we learned. Sid Bays. Yeah, must have done them loudly. Siv Gimel, Kuf Aleph. Simon Kuf Aleph, Siv Gimel. Yeshom, Shev Rosh Hashanah, V'yom Kippur, Mutar Lashmiah, Kolam B'Tfilah, Filah B'Tzibur. We learned in the previous Sif that it's also to be Magviah Kolam B'Tfilah, to be Ma'or Kavono if you need to. Men Yochel Achavein. It was Mutar, but not B'Tzibur because you're bothering somebody else. That's one chiddush, and that's the second chiddush. So Mishnah Berurah says afilu b'tzibur lo ra kavona. I guess that's the first issue, that to be married a kavona, we allow it. No, it's on a shenim kippah. It's like we're all in a situation where we won't be mechavim properly without it. So we daven loudly to be more kavana. This is Yesh Omer. Well, the mitzvah tzibur lo cheshinan kimin shesidurim machzorim b'yodim. So you took care of both issues. Vayim b'magan Avram d'masuk yesh tzibur l'spal b'lach hashem yochol l'chaven. Because that's the primary ikadika reason for not davening loudly. So if you can have kavana, you know, so then you shouldn't do it. Okay, so it's a shomrim, and the Magen Avraham says better not. The Rama says v'chein noyagin. Mikom gom yizaru shal lagbiya kolam yosu midai. Because the mamish, if you yell out, there ain't him in a vi habal shenem b'hemviku b'kol gadol inami dagadei zeva v'adi yival v'lechol menas chaveiro. So first of all, you have the Rama saying the Chaynoy again. Actually, in the yeshivas I went to, davened loud, Shmona Esrei. I mean, they didn't say the words loud, but they would yell out. It was like very loud. They yelled out, not the words. It was like Musa Seder. Oy, 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 oy. That's how they davened Shmona Esrei in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I did it too, until I realized that I'm only doing it because everyone else is doing it. Then I stopped. We have here like this. We have two reasons why you're not allowed to daven loud. One is the inyan of tefillah, look like you're not a maimon, etc. The second is bothering someone else. Okay, you're allowed to do it to be mer kavana. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, some say you could do it l'chatchila, because the inyan of mer kavana, and everybody has machzorim. And the Magen Avraham says better not. Okay. Then the Rama says loylag via kolam yosu midai, because that's already a practice of the V'yei Habal. Inami, you'll for sure be involved with someone else. Now the Shlech Tzibur obviously got it b'kol ram, but are they nichlal in this inyan of yosu midai? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, they're probably doing it as part of the chazonus, part of the kavanah, l'shmiya kolam. So there's no such problem. But if they're doing it just to laharos kolam, so obviously that's it's an appropriate thing to do. So if you have a son
a son makes believe he likes chazonos. I say makes believe because I can't imagine how anybody could like chazonos. So I say he makes believe because. So he goes to the great synagogue, like on Shabbos Mevorchim. That's when they have the chazon or a choir or something like that.
Every day.
Yeah, yeah, that was the Sikkim. He learns, and then he goes to the great synagogue. So he goes every Shabbos Mevorchim. He still goes pretty. I don't know. Every Shabbos Mevorchim. They have a special show on Shabbos Mevorchim. What? They have a chazon or a choir, and every week they don't have the choir.
My
Shver Olav HaShalom also claimed he liked Chazonos. The truth is, I'm making fun, but what's there? It's certainly a tremendous chachma. I mean, it's like, there's certainly something to it, there's no question. I just don't really see how it's more a kavana. I don't see it. I mean, it's compositions. It's like going to the opera. You could be nispol from the singing, but that it should be more a kavana. I've heard the records. I heard the records.
There are ways, but they repeat the words. It's a build up, and then they. It's repeating words.
I could see maybe on the record the way they sing it. Maybe it's with the music in the background. Okay, there's certainly such a chokhma, there's no question about it. But you always run into the problem that the Mishnah Berurah says. You do it in the show of your voice, not a problem. It's not appropriate. Okay, let's move on to Siv Dalet. Simon Kuf Aleph Siv Dalet. Yochel Ispalel, this is a very important simon. If you want to talk to Hashem, and you don't know Hebrew that well, so you want to talk in English. Let's go.
English.
What?
He understands English.
Hashem, well, we're going to learn now. Mr. Guru is going to tell us. Hashem certainly understands English. Yeah, okay, let's learn. It's a Yochel Ispalel B'Cholosh Sheyirtze. Okay, technically. That's when you're davening with Tzibur. I will be Yochel Ispalel B'Cholosh Sheyirtze. We'll see why in the Mishnah Berurah.
This is talking about the official
Shmona Esra. So tefillah is b'cholosh, and it's a mishnah. B'hani be the betzibur, but the yochid where you need special efforts on the part of the malachim to sort of carry your tefillos up. So it's really only daven lashon hakodesh. They don't want to bother with other languages. The yeshom and b'hani be the chesheil tzrochov. Then she's parallel to Achela, also Tzara Sheish of the Beso. Al Tfila HaKavua L'Tzibur Shmon Esrei. Tfila Yochid Yochel Oimer B'Cholosh. It has those milas in it that you don't have a problem. The Yeshom Av Yochid V'Shashayel Tzroch of Yochel Isha B'Cholosh of Shayir Tzeh. Chutz Milashon Arami. That's the whole problem, is Lashon Arami. Okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. B'chol Lashon. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah lets us know u'mitzvah min ha'mukhar hu davka b'lashon kodesh. That's for sure. Vayim asim et samach beis et beis et Mishnah Berurah shom ha'shem tzadav him ha'chayim v'zeh. What does it say? Samach beis et beis. You have to understand the language. If you're davening in another language, you have to understand it. Right, okay. The Gamayim B'Chubitz Chosam Seifer Rechaim Simen Peidalo B'Peibov Sherech B'Kam Arayis Shema She'etiru L'Spalo B'Cholo Shemayim Davka B'Akroi Abba L'Kvoya B'Kviya Tamidu Shul Amish L'Yach Sibur U'L'Ashkiach L'Shem HaKadosh L'Karm Yizayev Shem Shemoifin Ayin Shom. I don't think he's talking technically to Chalilchus Tfila. If you remember, if you know a little about the times that the Chassam Sefer lived, it was the beginning of the Reform Movement. So probably that was a huge issue. They wanted to daven in, you know, what
whatever it was. Hungarian, whatever, they all did that in other languages. And they claimed a very enticing taina that people didn't understand what they were saying. And mainly you have to, but you know, once you break down that pirtza, and you start davening in a different language in a shul, and you start going, start with the whole mahalach, that, you know, changing things for the better. Because times have changed. You gotta go with the times. If things change, you have to keep up with them. So that's where the Chacham Sofer is coming from when he made such an absolute statement. Okay. Doit mach was kama be kama tamam me chochim erichu kol greini az mam to save a divrei abris v'eskimu sho iser gomor lasos kain. Very strong. To also the daven shmone esrei in a different language on a steady basis. Lafuke mikitos chadosh shen es parsum chos levina v'zeh v'etiko es kol nusach atfilo v'olah shono amim. But they didn't do it like we have it now as a method of understanding what you're doing. They wanted a daven in that language. One thing led to another. That was the historical perspective that they got down there. Then they took out the bracha of Kibbutz Golias and Bechas Yushalayim. We have a home, it's fine, we're here. Very strong words, and it's a plot. It's a plot to take to be oike lashon hakodesh from the Jewish people. So that was then. That was then. There was a fight. Now the taina is the other way around, right? That they took lashon hakodesh and made it into this language called Ivrit, and there's a lot of problems with it. But then the battle was. It's just like the whole reform movement. Was very anti-Zionist and fought the Zionists, you know, because they said, well, we're living here, what do we need? Then they hooked up with them and they finally succeeded, and then it was clear that they're also anti, so then they became their best friends. But really the biggest anti-Zionists were the Reform. Right? They felt it makes the Jews stand out, it makes them appear disloyal to his country. Okay, so that's what we have here. So, in other words, you see the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Chacham Sofer and approves of it very strongly, and he even adds to it that to frown very, very much upon davening on a steady basis in a different language. Obviously, a Baal Tshuva comes and he doesn't know Hebrew yet, and he's ready to start davening, I guess you're going to tell him to daven in a foreign language, even on a steady basis, that he learns Hebrew. It's just, you know, you want to teach him Hebrew, you want to teach him Moshe Feathers as soon as you can. Aleph Beis reading, you'll do it as soon as you can. That's okay, that's called Bakroi. Bakroi doesn't have to mean once in a while. Bakroi could mean this circumstance, right? I mean, with any luck, he'll be up and davening in 6 weeks, right?
That means just to say the words or to understand what he's reading?
It's a balance. I imagine if you work with Bali Chu, you have to strike a balance. If you wait till they understand everything they're reading, it's going to be a long time and they're going to end up davening in a foreign language. So you have to strike a balance. No one ever asked me to Shaila what balance to strike. I would say you got to get them reading properly. And understanding not the words, understanding the inyan, even the inyan of each bracha and shmone esrei. That's he's a perfect candidate to fulfill that shita. And it's enough if you understand the inyan. So he doesn't understand the words. He'll pick up on his vocabulary. He'll learn it. But you make sure he could read it, and the tone. And then he understands the inyan. And then he's ready to go. Till then, he can daven in English.
The same hold too for Pesukim Zimmer?
The same what?
The idea of reading just knowing the general idea for each part, people may not understand what the pasuk is in.
You yotze with that.
Is it better to read it in English and understand what he's saying?
Look at the Zimra? No, not on a steady basis, that's for sure. Nowadays, a regular person comes over to you and says, you have to teach you, you have to follow the Mishnah Berurah's lead. Daven in Hebrew. Learn what the words mean. Study what they mean. Read with your eyes. Get a sitter with a translation, read it with your eyes. But it's not advisable to actually daven in a foreign language. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is very strong on. But that's what I'm adding, that nowadays, where there's so many. I would imagine that the Baal Tshuvim yeshivas and movement and kiruv people have to deal with this. And I'm sure they got a psak or they figured it out on their own that you could and should encourage davening in a different language, despite this Mishnah Berurah that we just learned, that it's to be discouraged. One worst, you certainly yotze, right? It certainly makes sense. Davening is one of the very inspirational thing to do.
If a person understands what he's saying, it could have the opposite.
The idea, I'm talking about the Balei Tshuva issues, the idea that a person is Omed Lefnei Hashem and talking to Hashem is a very powerful idea. So you have to be Masadar for him to daven. I imagine, I don't know, I never got into the kishkas of that system, but I imagine davening is a very powerful idea. The idea that we can turn to talk to Hashem, tell him what we need. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah is not talking mitzvah halacha. He says so openly. It's not my chiddush. I'm not saying anything. He's talking. It's not a proper thing to do. One thing leads to another. The Mishnah Berurah describes the slippery slope theory. And it started off by not davening in Aramis, and it ended up with assimilation. Okay. Sheyirtze. Any language he wants, Ushi Yovanos, Halosh, and he has to understand it. Al Burio properly. Avaloshin Kodesh, ironically. Not ironically, the din is Loshin Kodesh, Yaitse, even if you don't understand it. You understand the Inyan. You don't understand the words, maybe, but you understand the Inyan. Elab Loshin Kodesh. That's a Yochid. Vishain Malach Ashoris is Kokal and Lush and Aramas, Wood and Shorla Shine is Husmi Lush and Akkadish. I will see Brain Tsarech Melitz, Shalad is Borchu Bats will be Kabul Tzilasa. It's a very powerful Mishnah Berurah. I mean, it's not Mishnah Berurah, it's Halacha. But, like, just, you know, these are the type of thing we sort of gloss over and we don't feel the full impact. That when you're davening Betzibur, right, you're really. We're gonna see. The tzibur has a kodesh baruch hu there being makabel tfilasim, and the yachid is more problematic. Okay, so some say that when you're home, al choler it's a nolmish loy b'fonav. I will be fun of Shachola again. Mutta b'chalosh and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzui Shom. Right? So the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, is Matzui b'ra'ashos of Shachola on the bed, by the bed of a choler. I don't understand why, but it's taken seriously. It has halachic ramifications. The best raya that something is taken seriously as if it has halachic ramifications. So since it has halachic ramifications, we got to be what language you can daven in. So you see, it's not just Chazal saying one of their thousands of statements that you're sort of skeptical about. It's serious. It has halachic ramifications. You're allowed to daven in Hebrew next to the Chola. I'm sorry, in other languages next to the Chola, even though you're a Yachid, because Hashem is there. So Hashem doesn't care if it's in a different language. Okay. Now you visit a chole, you won't daven for him right there. You feel very foolish and bad. You missed an opportunity. Hakvua. Tchimish hatfiyah kvua l'tzibra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'atzvah poinei leo. Tchimish hatfiyah l'tzibra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'atzvah poinei leo.
See how powerful the tzipor is? This sheet, the whole, that if it's the tefillah, that's kavua. So that's called the tefillah satzibur. It's kavua the tzibur, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a direct line even when you daven b'yechidus. What you have to watch out for is only when you're a private request. That's the problem, the Loshon Arami. Why should Aramis be Maguna? Because it's a corruption of Hebrew, really. Maybe that's why. Maybe. It's a corruption of Hebrew, so. That's the whole problem is Aramis. Okay, Beloshon Arami, Vitziba Mutaf Loshon Arami. You can put on a brich shmei, but see the chadoyim. Well, if he's a mispalel bebeiso, and yacholoyim shum you can pour on. Not the way it says in the sedurim. You can't say the second you can pour on. But if you're davening as a yachid, you have your all the elements leiser. You're davening biyachidus. You're davening a special. It's not the tefillah kavua. It's not shmonesrei. I guess it has a dinum. If you hold tefillah kavua and tzibur, I feel yachalom and b'cholosh. Yeah, so the tefillah kavua and tzibur has that special hamshacha, and the yachid could then say it b'cholosh. Okay, we'll stop here.
We have a definition of chole.
Of what?
Chole is somebody like